Hey everyone, this is going to be a tutorial on buying and installing voices from HarpoSoftware.com. I get asked all the time what voice I'm using. I thought it was about time that I do a tutorial to explain it. So the voice I'm using is called Ivona Sally from HarpoSoftware.com. Now, Ivona, I believe, has been purchased by Amazon, hence why you can find a lot of their voices on things like the Echoes, and this voice right here,
start window,
is used on their tablets, and I believe their Kindle e-readers, and the Fire TV. So, I'm going to show you how this works. Now, to do this, I'm going to be running a virtual machine just to make things a tad bit easier. But let me show you how this works. So, right now, I'm in my main computer.
Run dialog.
And I'm going to go to harposoftware.com.
Select.
So, HARPOSOFTWARE.com.
Desktop, untitled Brave. Document and busy blank. Speech to go. Ivona, nuance voices to go. Text to speech. Harpo software webshop. Harpo SP. ZOO. Document.
Alright, so that's the website. They sell Ivona. And, well, I guess it's called, well, it used to be called Nuance Vocalizer. I guess now it's called Sarence or something like that. Now, you can get either or. There are two different versions. The base version is $45 per voice. I apologize for the stutter. That gives you the voice that's compatible with Windows, as well as a program for making text-to-speech, which I don't find very helpful. The other version is more expensive, and it includes a program called Speech2Go. Again, I don't really know how well that works. I don't really want it. But to navigate this is pretty easy. Easiest way, if you just want to look at categories of voices,
elements list dialog,
is to go to your links list. So with me, it's insert F7 for NVDA. And if I hit B.
By commercial license, brand Ivona, visited. Ivona, visited, brand Nuance.
So brand Ivona will give you access to the Ivona Voices page. Obviously, brand Nuance will give you access to Nuance. Those are voices like Ava, Allison, Tom, all of those voices that you would probably know from the iPhone and things like that. But I'm going to show you Ivona.
Ivona, brand Ivona, speech to go. Ivona,
here we
document
go.
Busy, Harpo SP.
Now, if I navigate down by heading,
advanced search, find your voice heading level 4.
You can search, or you can just navigate down by headings.
Language, all. Combo box collapsed all.
Right. So, well, actually, let's do this here. I'm going
combo
to
Danish, Dutch, English, Australia. Language English Australia 2. Combo box collapsed English Australia 2. English India 1. English UK 3. Back to main link. View my shopping cart.
It's gonna hang on.
Combo box collapsed English USA 9.
It's gonna do some weird things, but that's okay. So set it to English US.
Link reset this brand. Link reset this group. Brand. Ivona. Not combo box collapsed. Ivona. 9. Link reset this group. Category. All.
So actually.
Combo box collapsed all. Gender. All. Combo box collapsed all.
Right. You can customize it to show you only the particular things that you might want to find. Now, if I hit H,
Jennifer Ivona voice link, Jennifer Ivona voice English USA heading level 5.
That's That's Jennifer.
Ivy Ivona Voicely.
Ivy.
Chipmunk Ivona.
Chipmunk.
Eric Ivona.
Eric.
Kendra Ivona.
Kendra.
Sally Ivona Voice Visited Link. Joey Ivona Voicely.
Joey, Sally.
Kimberly Ivona Voicely. Justin Ivona Voice. Did you search Justin
Ivona? So based on the criteria I chose in those boxes, it's only showing me the English voices right now. English USA voices.
Kimber, Joey, Sally, Ivona voice.
So I'm going to go to Sally here.
Sally, Ivona voice visit.
And
Sally, American, Ivona voices, Ivona saw.
Once this page loads,
Sally, Ivona voice heading level one.
You jump down by heading.
Blank. Blank.
Now, this control is a player. If you hit enter.
09/018 blank 09/ heading level blank blank.
Okay, actually, if you go up one and hit enter, this player is not the most accessible. I should probably contact Harpo and see if they can make it more accessible. But if I hit enter here,
perfectly in American English, I will happily read for you anything you like in a cheerful, crystal clear voice. Okay. Just download me and install.
I'm not sure why it got cut off or why it started reading in the middle. That might be a mute control below it, but if I hit enter again.
Hi, I'm Sally. I'm an Ivona text-to-speech voice. I can articulate not only words and sentences, but entire stories perfectly in American English. I will happily read for you anything you like in a cheerful, crystal-clear voice. Just download me and install.
So that's how you preview these voices. If I jump by link.
Speech to go plus Sally link.
That's the other package with the speech to go program. I don't care about that.
Here link.
This link.
Download.
If I up arrow.
Link here and test a free, fully functioning 30-day trial version of a voice.
So this link says here. And if I hit enter
save
on
it. Save as dialog. File name. Combo box collapsed. Edit selected 320sally.txt. Save button. Downloading. 1 second left alert. Sally American Ivo.
All right,
download complete. 320sally.txt.
Yeah. My connection is pretty fast. Yours may not be. But it has downloaded the installer. So that's basically how you download these. Now, if let's just say.
Sally.
Let's say, I'm going to go back here,
Harpo S.
And we'll choose another voice.
Joey Ivona, Kimberly.
Say, Joey. I want Joey.
Joey Ivona, blank.
So if I hit enter here.
Hi, my name is Joey. I'm an Ivona text-to-speech voice created using Bright Voice technology. I think you'll find my American English voice expressive and confident. To find out for yourself, simply download and install. I look forward to reading any text you select.
Right, now, for any of these, if you navigate by button...
Add to cart button.
Should be an add to cart button. If I hit the space bar on that...
Heading level 2, did you search for... Order Ivona Voice, your...
And...
Order Ivona Voices, harposoftware.com, harpo sp...
It automatically takes me to the page to order, so if I jump down by heading...
Shopping cart summary heading left, table with 7 rows and 7 columns, product, description, avail, unit price, avail, UT, total, T... Q T Y.
Okay, that's supposed to be quantity, but it's not going to read it right.
Total blank. Visited link graphic. Joey Ivona voice. Visited link. Joey Ivona voice. In stock. Unit price €39. Edit one blank link link blank. Total €39. Delete link. Heading level for promotional codes.
So that's the price. Like I said, €39. I want to say that converts to 45 American dollars, roughly.
Enter the promo code here and press OK. Edit.
If you have promo codes, you can type them in here.
Button OK. Total products. Tax €39. Shipping. Free delivery via email address. Total. Tax €39. Total. Tax excluding. 39. Tax. €0. Total. Blank. €39. Out of table visited link. Continue shopping. Heading level 1 account. Heading level 3 already registered. Link double right pointing angle bracket click here. Heading level 3 new customer. Email. Star. Edit. Password. Star. Edit. 5 characters. Min. First name.
So I believe you do have to make an account. If you go through this form, it's pretty easy.
Edit blank.
It asks you for your...
Edit blank.
For your name.
Star. Edit. Heading level 3 billing address.
Your address.
2 delivery methods. Heading left. Terms of service.
3, please choose your payment method. Heading please sign in to see payment methods. Heading level 2, did you search for speech?
All right, so it's not going to let me do that right now because I'm not signed in. Last I checked, and this was back in 2020, you can either pay using your card or PayPal. So just keep that in mind. So that's basically how you would navigate this site and choose voices and add them to your cart. And then obviously you would go through the checkout process. It's pretty easy. Like I said, I believe they take PayPal or your card. And once you're done,
Audacity.
You should get a product key in your email. It's a string of numbers and letters, and that's what you'll use to activate the voice. Now, let's show you how to actually install it and activate it. So to do that, I'm going to start Windows Sandbox. Now, that's basically, it's a very lightweight VM. It creates an isolated Windows environment that's pretty much clean, and you can do all kinds of things with it. So I'm gonna run this here.
Text desktop list.
I'm gonna
IT documentation.
Let's go in this folder item here and run
sandbox.wsb.
That file. This is a file for Windows Sandbox that sets some things up, including starting Narrator, which is quite helpful. So I'm going to hit Enter.
Graphic. Window graphic.
And if I wait a few seconds, it should come up talking.
Narrator dialog. Okay.
All right.
IT button. Document. Audacity.
Alt plus
Windows
O.
Sandbox.
Heads up. Narrator keyboard changes.
Start. Windows Sandbox. We've up. Restore. Max. Windows Sandbox dialog.
All right, so a couple things here.
Don't show it. Turn off. Okay.
Let me get rid of this narrator prompt.
Narrator. Quick. Spit. Task.
Okay.
Recycle bin. 1 of 1.
So here I am in my copy of Windows here. That's running on top of my main computer. So a couple things here. It launches in an RGP window. So what you have to do to make your keyboard work with it is alt tab to the window, hit alt space to bring up the menu and choose maximize, and then all your keyboard commands will be passed to this VM basically. So I can
start window, search.
I can press my start key and go into the start menu. If I tab
pinned all apps,
I can look at the list of apps.
All apps, accessibility folder, accessories folder, administrative tools folder, cap F, file explorer, cap G, get started.
Yeah, there's like nothing here except for like Edge and the built-in Microsoft apps.
Desktop list.
So I'm going to go back to my desktop here. To get back to your main computer, you hit Control Alt and pause break. And now if I hit the start key.
Start window. Windows Sandbox dialog.
There we go. So a couple things here. What I'm going to do is copy and paste because this allows you to copy and paste information back and forth between your main computer and the sandbox.
Run.
So let's go ahead and do that.
Text desktop list download today 320sally.txt file description speech 2 go voice package setup company harpo file version 0.0.0.0 date created 8/26/2022 10:18 a.m. size 174 megabytes tooltip.
Right, so that's the file. I wanted you to hear all that. I'm going to copy it to my clipboard with Control C.
Windows Sandbox dialog.
Go back here, hit Alt Space.
Restore unavailable. Move. Minimize. Maximize. Windows Sandbox dialog. Pane. Input capture window.
Recycle.
Here we go. So I'm going to paste.
V. Copying. Dialog. Cancel. Button. Copying 320_sally.exe. Text. Desktop list. Recycle.
All right.
320_sally. 2 of 2.
All right, so let's go ahead and run this. I'm just going to hit enter.
Setup. Speech to go voice package window. Next. Can't. Next.
So I'm using Narrator. That's fine because these voices will work with Narrator. They'll work with any program that is
Ivanov.
That is compliant with SAPI 5, basically.
I do not accept.
Here's an end license agreement. I just hit tab and
I accept.
Up arrow to accept.
Install.
Enter. Enter.
Cancel. Button.
It's installing itself inside of the VM, basically. And we'll just wait for that to complete. The other thing I'll need is my product key. Let me actually do that while it's doing that. So I'm going to hit Control Alt.
Setup. Minispeech.exe window. Next.
All right. Well,
button. Alt plus N.
Okay. So it just went to the next part of the setup, but I'll get to that in a second. I'm going to go ahead and
run.
Grab my product key here.
Text, desktop, document, IT document,
items,
PyVP.
Wait, where's my product? Where are my product keys? Oh, I'm in the wrong folder.
Windows. File
Let's
Explorer.
Go.
Chris.
My flash drive here.
Items.
And.
Product license keys.
There we go.
Items.
And then.
HarpoIvonaSolly.txt.
So I really should store my product keys in something better than a text file. I know.
HarpoIvonaSolly.txt28ixt.
So that's the key, basically.
2, 8.
It's a bunch of numbers and letters. I'm going to copy it to the clipboard.
20.
Copy.
Product life. Windows sandbox dialog.
And what I'm going to do.
First. Maximum. Windows.
Go back in here.
Cancel. Next.
Install the.
To continue.
Speech program that it's bundled with.
Select the addition. Install.
Just pressing enter.
Cancel. Finish. Windows features window. Link. Tell me how to solve this problem. Close. Link. The service cannot be started. Either because it is disabled or because it has no enabled devices associated with it.
Uh-oh.
Error code. Windows couldn't complete the requested changes. Link. Close. Setup. Mini speech. Finish. Setup.
All right.
Speech. Finish.
It's not supposed to do that.
Desktop.
It's probably because I'm running this in Windows Sandbox and Sandbox isn't perfect. It may want you to download .NET Framework. Usually if you're on a real computer, it would work just fine. Let me restart narrator.
Exiting narrator.
And see if I can at least use the voice.
Desktop list. 3.
All right, so I'm going to go Control Windows N.
And settings window. Narrator. Toggle switch. Show all settings. Keyboard short. Narrator home. Complete guide. Narrator's voice. Voice. Microsoft.
Microsoft. Ivona 2 Sally OEM. 4 of 6. Selected.
Microsoft David desktop.
Ivona to add voices, more, button.
Okay, so it's going to work even though that thing didn't fail, or even though that part of the installation failed. I think that was just for the speech reader program, but I'm not really concerned because once I close this, it will just get wiped out, so it doesn't matter.
Speed, slider at 10.
So as you can tell, the voice is working.
11, 12.
Let's go
11.
Up to rate 11.
Pitch, slider at 10.
And I'll close that window.
Start window, search, search box, edit, type here to search, International Dog Day.
What the hell? Okay, it's showing some weird stuff here. So right now it is working. It's working in trial mode. I believe you have a month to try these voices. If you like them, you can purchase them. If not, you can uninstall them. Now, just to be aware, there does seem to be a problem with the way that the DRM works, to where sometimes some programs may behave very strangely until you license these. So just be aware of that. But what I'm going to do now is if I type in Ivona...
A. Find result. Ivona voice pack register code. App. Press right.
All right, that's the program I want.
Enter key dialog. Edit.
This is the program that they use for all of their voices, including the vocalizer voices, so just be aware of that. Now, if I paste.
V.
And hit home.
2, 8.
Yep.
OK button.
And hit the OK button.
OK dialog. OK button.
And it's not going to read it. Let me try insert B.
Capo.
Let's just read it with the cursor here.
Voice Sally 64-bit. Sally 32-bit activated. Narrator dialogue. Okay. button, Alt plus O. Narrator heading left, minimize, taskbar, 320 underscore sound, recycle bin, one of two, selected.
So that's how you license these voices. Basically, you have to get your product key that's sent to you in email, or as an email, and I recommend that you make sure that you write that down somewhere. And you have to license it that way, and once you do, you're good to go. So I'm gonna
shut down. Shut sign. Shut down.
I'm gonna turn
Windows
this off.
Dialogue. Yes. Button. Alt plus Y.
Not sure what this dialogue is about.
No previous item. Unable to move narrator cursor.
Just gonna choose.
Yes.
No.
Button. N.
Just hit N.
Start window. Desktop.
Oh, I think it asked me if I'm sure I want to sign out.
Shut down. Windows dialogue.
So hit Y.
Windows Sandbox dialog. Windows Sandbox is shutting down and will be closed. OK button. Downloads. Item.
All right. So, and then that's basically how it works. And now I've closed Windows Sandbox. So all those changes I made are just gone. It's not really meant to be a full VM. It's more meant to be, I want to test programs. And when I close this or try to restart it, it closes and erases everything. So that is a very handy feature to have.
IT documentation.
Let me close some of these folders.
Audacity.
But that's basically how you get these voices to work. You have to buy them. You'll get a product key. You install them. Obviously, I recommend installing them and testing them and making sure that you actually like them before you buy them. But hopefully this has been helpful, and if you have any questions, comments, things like that, let me know. You guys take care.